The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
He's actually bi-coastal. You were bi-coastal for a little bit there. So we talk about this. When you wake up drunk, Pete Lee, do you know if you're in L.A. or New York?
I woke up this morning and...
you're in Omaha now.
Yeah, but it took me a second. Like, I actually write myself... I'm in so many different cities that I write myself a note next to my phone that says...
At the hotel.
Yeah, that says, you're in Omaha.
Right.
Like, I'm not kidding. And the first few times that my girlfriend went on the road with me, she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm writing, we're in Cincinnati. And she's like, is it really that bad? And then she went on tour with me this summer, and it was like six cities in, and she's like, yeah, can you put it next to my phone,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, right. No, that's an old band trick. They have it on the monitor, and I didn't know that.
On the set list.
It's right there in the front of the monitor.
So they know what town to say hello to. Because sometimes they screw it up.
Yeah,
they do. So I get you. So you're right by the phone, huh?
Yeah, I put it right by the phone, and then she was like, why don't you just set an alert so that when you wake up, you can swipe it? And I was like, it's better handwritten.
It's right
there. I like
there.
To go analog all with right. this information.
Do you put underneath there, I am being picked up by...
Yeah, by Colleen. She's your friend.
That's right.
You remember her.
We pretend we like her.
Yeah. I used to do an Instagram series where it was, what city am I in? Where I'd wake up and I would try to guess it. Like in real time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And just by the hotel room. You wouldn't even know. They're all the same, obviously, right?
Yeah. And it like with all the jet lag, it makes your memory weird. And this is like people listening in their cars or at home are probably like, that can't be a real thing. It's easily real.
I can see it totally being easy,
sure.
a real thing.
It really messes with you. And with your brain leapfrogging time zones, you're always chronically jet lagged.
Yeah.
And then I smoke pot too. So, there's that.
That's the last of the one. Okay. And I smoke pot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like when you drink way too much and then you had like nine whiskeys, but you're like, it must have been the olives on the pizza that made me sick.
Okay, you smoke pot a lot, but here's the point, though. You are traveling, and 30 states it's cool, and 20 it's not, whatever. So do you even think about that when you wake up?
Oh.
I mean, not that they're going to come bust you. You're not dealing weed, but, it's still places it's illegal, and places, a lot of places, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, I think about that. Like,
you write that in the note, too?
Yeah. By the way, don't walk out with your vape pen. You are in Kentucky.
There you go.
I think about that a lot. Because there have been places that I'm like, like maybe you hung out with one of the bus boys and smoked, and you're like, wow, this is highly illegal.
Yeah, yeah.
In but Utah.
In Utah. You know?
When I walked down the street, I was just in Utah performing, and you walk down the street with a cup of coffee and you're like, ooh, Satan has a stranglehold on me.
Do you find, though, that law enforcement makes that pretty low priority in most states?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You still want to risk it, though?
Yeah.
I mean...
No. I mean, doing it in the open, you still risk it. I get that.
Yeah, I was like, you tried to fall asleep in a Comfort Inn. It takes a little bit of weed.
Well, it's funny. Ron White called yesterday, and we were talking about... Now he golfs in the morning, takes a big nap for his shows, and Ron's obviously got a few years and more mileage than you do. But he was saying he gets a little buzz at lunch, and he had two joints. He slept like a baby for 4 hours for his show. So I can see him passing out pretty easily.
Yeah, there are times because I love whiskey and I love weed, and I'm like, am I Willie Nelson? who am I today? And I think about Ron White all the time. Like I saw him at the Comedy Store, and he's up there drinking and smoking. I was like, man, how can he do that? And I was like, wait, I do that.
You just don't do it. That's not your act.
Yeah,
that's his act.
It should be part of your intro, though.
Right. Yeah, this guy is secretly
clubs and
this
colleges.
This guy's such an alcoholic.
Yeah. Comedy Central, Jimmy Fallon loves whiskey and weed. Yeah. Here's Pete Lee.
Yeah, people would probably like me more. Although now with the Jimmy Fallon stuff, I get these really churchy people that really project who I am. Like they just see those clips.
When I watch your clips, I go, you lying sack.
Who doesn't like you? You come off very likable.
Oh, on camera, but off the air, he's this guy.
Oh, yeah. And there's things about him I don't like off the air.
I like that character. The guy he plays on stage makes me laugh, but I also know some of that's like, yeah, come on. He ain't that clean cut.
Yeah, I mean, well, I would say that, like, on stage, that guy is, like, that's the voice in my head I'm wrestling with all the time. Yeah, that, like, goody-goody, like, it's just in me. I'm marinated in it. But then in my real life, I've learned to be a little more real.
Right.
Because it's better. I've been through therapy.
Well, you can't be that guy in real life.
Oh.
That guy in real life isn't doing what you do.
You're traveling. The only guy we know that's been through breakup therapy, though.
Yeah, 100 years ago. He's over that.
I know.
But. Yeah, now I'm like, now I just tell him, you know, kiss my butt.
Don't get crazy.
That's what you learn.
Whoa, potty mouth? Yeah.
Language.
Jeez.
Now we follow you on Twitter and everything like that, so I see you when you're on vacation. Is it new relationship? She's be doing well, huh?
It's great. Yeah, she's
still cool.
You'll meet her Friday.
Oh, she in town?
Yes,
oh.
She's coming.
She will be.
Excellent.
Yeah,
we met T.J. Miller's wife. She was really cool.
Kate's.
Saturday? Is she hanging around Saturday?
She'll be around Saturday.
She'll be here.
Okay. Yeah,
she's coming.
Can you
bring her up Friday morning?
Yes.
Okay, do that. Yeah, bring her up Friday morning.
Her name is Jamie Love. Okay. I refer to her as Jamie Love to differentiate
her
from
between.
Others.
Yeah.
Because Jamie was his ex-wife. That's right.
Yeah. You can say it. I can't. But, legally, I still can't talk about her into a microphone. But it's so weird.
Good idea.
That, you know, when I first got together with her, being like, Jamie Love. Jamie.
Oh, that would suck. Yeah,
I
man.
Say it.
You're right. You're
it sucks.
Your new lady is your ex-wife's name.
Jamie Love.
In the decree? Because in my divorce decree, it was specifically written that I could not make disparaging remarks about the petitioner.
Her. Yeah. So I still, you know, man, I am doing the opposite of disparaging of her disparagement. What a great gal. Even up to the end. Every detail. So good.
When did that happen? You were disparaging him a year ago with us.
Was I?
6 months.
Don't go back into the archives.
He might have gotten comfortable here.
I thought it was more recent. Yeah.
Is there a time limit on that, or is that just forever?
That's forever.
That's forever. It's in perpetuity. I'm going to use perpetuity.
Well, you can still act like you're married on stage anyway, right? Ron said he does that. Ron White said he does that. No, he still does his married jokes because it's easy to relate to being miserable.
Yeah, people are like, oh, yeah. Wait, so I can do that? I've been updating my material this whole time.
No, you can just stick with being married
talking
still.
Talking about my real life.
Still use the word Jamie, whatever.
Yeah.
Is marriage in the future for this Jamie?
I could definitely see it, which is, I mean, I...
You know he's a hopeless romantic.
He really is.
Do you make jokes like the second
really
Jamie?
Is.
You're the better Jamie to make those kind of jokes with her? Oh, no, you can't disparage him.
Well,
sorry.
I mean, I would say that my friends do that. They call her, like my friend Ryan, he was like, she walked into his house and, like, I was like, Ryan, don't bring it up, you know, that she's the next Jamie or whatever.
Yeah.
And we walk in the door.
Yeah,
he's
tell
like,
your friends not to bring some up. That always works.
Yeah. He's like, welcome in the sequel.
Yeah. Chicks dig that.
Yeah. She loved it.
It's the first thing he said.
Yeah.
They love comparisons to the previous woman.
Yeah.
Well, especially
that
the same name.
Cool name.
The
sequel.
The sequel.
Yeah. If it's the same name, that comparison is always going to be there.
It's
no matter what.
Yeah. And I mean, she works in psych. She's a psych nurse practitioner.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
She's not looking at my friend Ryan like, oh, you know, like there's something wrong with her. She's like, oh, yeah, he obviously has childhood issues.
Oh, yeah, she knows exactly what's wrong with him. Maybe you shouldn't bring her in Friday.
Oh, that's right.
No,
she can pick our issues out immediately.
She's the sweetest, and she doesn't do that to people. It's kind of like that. Like, I even worried about that when we first started dating. I'm like, are you analyzing me? Or, like a month in, I was like, so have you figured out that you don't want to be with me because you know all my issues?
Right,
and
right.
She's like, you know all your issues. So.
No, the answer is always yes. Even chicks who aren't pros are always analyzing you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're always right, though. A pro's probably right all the time.
Yeah, she's pretty spot on. And
are you you like L.A.?
I love it. Yeah, it's...
You'll like it more in January, won't you? I mean, it's gorgeous, I'm sure, all the time.
He won't be there then.
No, I know you're traveling a lot, but when you're home, is it you like it better than New York or just different than New York?
I mean, now that I'm starting to get past at the comedy clubs and I'm starting to be able to perform... When I first got out there, I was going insane because I was just at home all the time. And I'd go to the comedy clubs and they'd be like, and you are...
Oh, really?
And, yeah, it was really weird.
I don't understand that business. Of course, you're in it and we're not, but... You are, I was on Fallon last week. Isn't that enough to get passed at a comedy club?
I mean,
I was on Fallon.
Yeah, I'm still not in at the Comedy Store, and that's like the best one. And I was like, yeah, I'm a seller guy in New York.
Did you know Paulie ahead of time? I mean, he might do. Does he do the passing now,
no.
Paulie? He doesn't.
No, okay. It's a different guy, but like. Yeah, I mean, I actually see that guy's dilemma because he's got everybody there has had a failed sitcom and like movie career and like a successful one. And when you're, when you're just standing there in the hallway, it's like legends walking around.
It's just a little different there. Right?
It's a little different, you know, the other week I was going to try to go up on their potluck Monday, and then Martin Lawrence bumped all of us. Like, you know, to us, you know, like Martin Lawrence is, he was so successful.
Right.
And I'm like, I get it. Like, I totally get it. So it's going to be a little bit of a weight on that one, but I'm past the Laugh Factory and the Improv. Now I'm starting to do sets out there. And it's like really great because now I get.
Are you booking some pilots at all yet? You got an agent for that?
No, I'm writing one.
Oh, that's right.
My whole goal is not to do pilot season this year, but to be casting my own.
Got it.
That's my goal.
All right.
Because I suck at auditioning, so I'd rather audition other people.
Got it.
But I have
say
two.
You suck. Yeah. What's a pilot about?
I can't say because otherwise people will steal it.
Steal it, right? Don't do that.
It's good if. If,
and you can't make disparaging remarks about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's about a guy getting divorced in New York and moving to L.A. with a new woman.
Exactly.
That's what it's about.
A better girl with the same name. That's what it's called, better girl with the same name.
That's the title,
the problem was that when I lived in New York, like New York was such a giant crap hole.
Mm-hmm.
New York is the ugliest woman that people are like, isn't she beautiful?
Got it.
Like,
right.
And it's like I would, so I'd leave to go to like Grand Rapids or something like that. And I would look forward to it. I'd be like, man, Grand Rapids is going to be great. They're going to have air that's fresh, you know. And now I live in paradise.
Yeah, you do.
It sucks.
So everything else is a crap hole.
Everything else, yeah. Like, I went to Raleigh, North Carolina, which is one of the most beautiful cities in America.
Yeah.
And like, Omaha. Come on, you guys.
But once again, you're in L.A., and it's a paradise.
It's a paradise. It's really hard to leave. And then... It's, you know, I have a great girlfriend, and it's hell to leave, but it's great to live there.
Speaking of TV shows, we own the CBS affiliate's right down the hall. We're no longer the same company. We always joke about the new posters in the wall every fall, and here are the five shows that are up there now that start this fall and play canceled. Who's canceled first, all right?
Okay.
Magnum, a show called Happy Together, one of the Wayans brothers in that. Looks like a black guy sitting next to two white people on the poster, right? What's that about, Puss?
I don't know. It's Damon Wayans Jr.
Okay.
That's all I know.
The Neighborhood, which features a white family moving into a black neighborhood, right?
Uh-huh. Cedric the Entertainer.
Right. God Friended Me. Sorry, that's my pick.
Yeah. Every time I see that.
Didn't that look brutal?
Every time I see that billboard, it's there, like right when you turn the corner from my house, because LA
God
is all entertainment billboards.
Yeah.
I turn and I see God Friended Me, and every time I go...
Like, every time. It's got nothing to do with
anybody getting a lot of billboard time in LA.
Really got nothing to do anybody's feeling on religion. I realize that we're the wrong people because, you know.
Is there any other city you go
to?
Oh,
and Murphy Brown. Okay. Yeah. It's five shows. Which one do you think is canceled first? Mine, me, Puss, and Craig picked God Friend of Me. Todd and Petey Mac picked Happy Together. Nick?
I'll go with The Neighborhood. That's not going to last.
I think it will because Cedric's got a built-in audience. That's the reason I think that's going to last.
Yeah, I think The Neighborhood, just because...
you think it's going?
Every time I've seen an ad for it...
It looks bad.
It doesn't make sense. It's like a joke that's not a... It's almost like Letterman's joke that's not a joke.
You know why it doesn't make any sense? It's like they have a white family moving into a middle-class black neighborhood. That's not really that hardcore, is it?
It's not, but it like...
No. It's not like it's the hood. It's like a middle-class neighborhood in the movie.
Yeah, but it's
right?
Got to be something America's ready for. If it's network TV.
It doesn't look funny.
And all the neighbors are going to be funnier than the family that it's based
network
on.
Network TV.
Yeah.
Every clip that I've seen, it's like Cedric is standing there, and then the white, annoying neighbor, Dennis the Menace kind of type, archetype, comes over, and he's like, hey, I watered your lawn.
Is that a comedian?
He was on The New Girl.
That's right, I recognize
him. He was on The New Girl. But like, it's always like, I watered your lawn, and Cedric's like... No, you didn't. And I'm like, what? The writing. The writing here is so... Like, Cedric is a really funny comedian.
Yeah.
He's got to be like, what is happening? What is going on around me?
So you have The Neighborhood. Kyle, what do you pick?
I'm picking Magnum.
Really?
I am. I think Tom Selleck's ghost is going to put a little whammy on it.
We assume.
He's still alive.
I know, but he's a ghost to me.
We assume that would last.
He's still on that network.
There's a retro feel out there. Hawaii Five-0 made it, you know, for 7-8 seasons, still kicking ass, I guess. But you picked Magnum. Okay, we got it done.
Well, you see the TV billboards in L.A. Do you see them anywhere else?
No.
Not even New York City.
I mean, in New York City, they have subway billboards for TV shows. But, in L.A., every single billboard is for a TV
show. Go along the Sunset Strip, and it's nothing but TV and occasionally a movie billboard. But you don't see that in Grand Rapids.
It's a big ego boost for everybody living there, though, isn't it? One of the reasons you think so?
Town is just a stroke fest where they're just stroking each other's egos.
Did you happen to see one of Bert's billboards before his Netflix special came out?
I did, yeah.
It was Bert from the nipples to the waist.
Yeah.
On a billboard.
No face.
Really?
No face, no legs, just shirtless.
Unfortunately, we all know what he looks like, nipples to waist.
Yeah,
all
good. Shirtless, nipples to waist, Bert. On
Secret
a billboard.
Time.
I can't imagine how driving down the street and seeing that had to be distracting.
I didn't see that.
He just texted me, as a matter of fact.
I'm hoping to get a hold of him next week.
Name drop.
Pete Lee.
it's
the funny bone
drop
this weekend. That's why he's in the studio starting tomorrow night, right?
That's why my dad's coming to town this weekend, because Pete Lee's here.
That's right.
Yeah, my dad's actually in town. I did he works for an insurance company based out of here, and so they had a big corporate at the Funny Bone last night.
Oh, you did a corporate last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you performed. Your dad's seen you perform before, right?
Oh yeah, he's very proud. Yeah.
His dad is lovely. And he's manly. He's got a nice deep voice.
So Pete takes after his mom?
Must be.
Yeah. I mean, my dad is one of these guys. Like he legitimately was everything I say, an interior decorator. My dad's he's an enigma. His mom was Lady Anne, who owned Lady Anne's Oddities. I don't know if I've talked about this, but she had a bong shop.
So she was a hippie.
She was a hippie.
Early hippie.
Early
How old is your dad?
My dad is in his early 70s.
Okay. So she must have been, your grandmother is obviously gone, but still she owned a bong shop when? In the 60s?
Yeah, way back when. She won a federal court case against the federal government because she was selling bongs in Oklahoma in the Bible Belt.
Oklahoma?
So my grandfather.
You can't sell dildos in Oklahoma.
Yeah, this was bad.
Post will tell you that.
So she. he loves dildos.
Well, you used to have a shop down there.
But the federal. So my grandfather had the foresight to tape a baggie of tobacco to every bong, and he
that's how I got away with it.
Yeah, so it was the tobacco water bong, and that's how they won the case. And so the sign for her shop still stands to this day. And my dad, he has like the same 11 stories that he tells.
How the hell did your dad get from Oklahoma to Wisconsin then?
I think bus.
bus. Damn it. Screw you.
That's
Pete
why
Lee.
He's on Fallon.
Screw Pete Lee.
I have good zingers like bus. Bus.
I'm surprised the comedy store says you don't go on stage. Right?
Yeah, I know. He'll
be in the hall forever now.
Hanging out going, hey, Mr. Lawrence.
I got this bus joke.
Yeah. So my dad tells a story about how back when they were going through the court case, the Rolling Stones were coming through town.
So this is what, 64, 65, somewhere in there?
Somewhere in there.
Colleen said she's titillated, by the way. Yeah. Yes, she did.
So
she
said that. My dad has the same 11 stories, and he's never told this one. We're out in Vegas for my nephew's wedding. And my stepmom, Dottie, was like, tell the Rolling Stones story. I'm like, yeah, please. Like, we've heard the
other ones.
Yeah, so I'm like, this should have been the first story. This should be the only story you tell.
Right.
Apparently, the Stones came into my grandma's bong shop and was like, hey, we heard you're having trouble. We're having a concert. We want to bring you guys on stage. So they brought my dad on stage as a family. He should have told
you. Do you have the date
on
this? 66, 67, somewhere in there?
I don't. I'm gonna get it from him.
It's mid-60s, Oklahoma.
They bring my dad and my mom. They're like, so this, just to put a face on marijuana, this is a... or tobacco, tobacco industry. This is a family business. The government is, they're terrorizing this family.
Did your grandma smoke weed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Got it. I mean, did your dad smoke weed?
No, my dad is like, he's a guy that wears like khakis with a tucked in shirt, like in the house on Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
So like if your grandma is a hippie, you rebel by being as normal as possible.
So he was the Alex P. Keaton in that group, basically.
Yes.
But okay.
Yes.
So he became straight laced and the grandma was a hippie.
So yeah. That's a total lie that they don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
Oh, they smoke. They smoke. I remember my whole childhood, my friends, that you know, they'd be like, hey, do you want to smoke some weed? I was like, I don't want to smell like grandma.
So they can't yell at you. When you did smoke, you didn't get in trouble because grandma smoked weed.
Yeah, grandma was. She always said she was on a float. She's like a little whiskey, little smoke. I'm on a float. Never do too much of either.
And know? That's why you like whiskey and weed, your grandma?
Yeah, probably? It's genetic.
Whiskey makes me frisky.
Yes, it does. Todd's. Does it make you frisky? Makes Todd frisky.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, waking up makes me frisky.
You know, Pete Lee loves to smash.
Yeah. Yes, he does. He's only smashing one girl now, though.
We've established that.
He did say smash a lot. Nick Allen, Pete Lee with us. Pete's the Funny Bone. FunnyBoneOmaha.com beginning tomorrow night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.